Support for the leadoff on WGLT and WGLT.org comes from the Central Illinois Regional Airport, offering seasonal nonstop service to Denver. Outdoor concerts, hiking, and more activities in the Mile High City are one flight away on Frontier Airlines. Close, convenient, CIRA. More at CIRA.com.
Bloomington Normal's first cat cafe is helping a lot of furry friends find their forever home. That's one of the things you need to know to start your day for Wednesday, April 17th. I'm Ryan Denham, and this is WGLT's The Leadoff. Now let's lead off with the Bloomington Normal Water Reclamation District Board giving a plastics recycler until the end of the month to submit some required documents. WGLT's Charlie Schlenker has more on what's at stake.
If Akshar Plastics in South Bloomington fails to meet yet another deadline, the district could put a plug in its sewer line and cut off Akshar from the sewer system. District Director Tim Irvin says the district has never taken that final step before, and it's rare to even get to a hearing stage. Water District Attorney Elizabeth Megley tells board members Akshar has had incomplete or missing permits and plans for about 2 years.
Akshar Plastic has failed and refused to provide the documentation required as part of the compliance directive, including the updated discharge permit application, the facility site plan, and wastewater characteristics.
Akshar was a no-show for a hearing April 8th. When faced with disconnection at a special board meeting Monday, the firm said it needed more time to comply. Megley says part of the April 30th deadline includes a payment of more than $30,000 in fines, plus additional penalties growing at a rate of $1,000 a day per violation. That is separate from the $181,000 Akshar still owes the city of Bloomington for a variety of nuisance and compliance violations. And Tim Irvin says other government agencies are involved.
When there was a leak into Goose Creek several months ago, we notified IEPA, and they've come down and done their own investigation in both their land and water departments.
Akshar hasn't done recycling at its Bell Street site since the city of Bloomington obtained an injunction in September, but Irvin says something's still coming out.
We continue to see water or some type of material coming through the sewers. We believe it could be groundwater, but until the analysis comes back, we won't know for sure.
Akshar has not yet made good on its statement on Friday that it would provide a response to WGLT on Monday or Tuesday. I'm Charlie Schlenker.
Here's some other stories we're following in the WGLT newsroom. The city of Bloomington has scheduled a public hearing for April 29th to discuss a potential new revenue stream for its downtown transformation, a TIF district. McLean County authorities are investigating the discovery of a body in a ditch just west of Bloomington Normal. Authorities have not released that person's name or whether there were signs of foul play. And the Bloomington Center for the Performing Arts has tacked on a second show onto Pete Davidson's Prehab tour stop after tickets sold out in 48 hours. The former SNL star's shows are both June 14th. You can find more on these stories at WGLT.org. Bloomington Normal now has its first cat cafe called the Cat's Meow. The cats you meet there are all adoptable thanks to a partnership with Pet Central Helps Rescue. In this interview with WGLT's Lindsay Jones, owner Lori Mines says it was not easy to open and takes a lot of effort to run, but it is rewarding work.
Pet Central Helps is such an amazing agency, and I've been a huge fan of theirs for years. And it's just another outlet to get these shelter animals off the streets and into good homes and get the care that they need and get everyone adopted out. So there's that aspect of doing good things for the rescue, but also the aspect of having cats in-house for people to love on. But the more cats rescued, the better.
Is it hard sometimes when you get a new set of cats in?
Totally. It's totally hard because I fall in love with every single one of them. I know all of them personally. But I know that they're going to find their forever homes that's going to care for them better than me as one human being could care for. And so since we have been so blessed and successful getting them adopted out quickly, I don't really have that much time to get super duper attached to anybody. There have been a few that tested my boundaries, but you know, they would get more love and exposure to other families here in the cafe than they would in my living room. So it's for their best interest to go to another family than to just be in my house.
Which was your hardest goodbye?
Okay, well, I have two stories. I really, really, really loved Ted. I don't know if Ted's mom and dad are out there listening. Ted was just this scraggly little tabby that didn't really look like anything special. No offense, Ted. But He just had the greatest personality. He was so sweet and so loving, and I just really clicked with him. But also, I was in love with Baby Meow. Baby Meow is this sweet, wonderful 22-pound chunk of a lady. And she had this tiny little, like, meep, like the sweetest little, like meow. And I just loved her, too. And she very quickly got adopted to her forever family, too.
How many adoptions have there been since you opened? And how long has it technically been since your opening day?
Yeah, actually, in 2 days, it will be our 7-month anniversary. And we've adopted out, as of today, 130 cats. I know, that's a lot. I feel like that's a lot of cats. To come in and out of this establishment with my small crew and our small resources, to have 130 rescue animals being brought in, cared for, and being adopted out, that's a huge amount of work, and it's been amazing.
So what has been your most rewarding part of going into this business, and then what has been the most challenging now that you've opened?
Oh, that's a good question. The most rewarding is by far how happy the families are that adopt the cats. I would say that's the top reward, is seeing how many cats are getting placed in the forever homes and so many cats are being rescued. But also just the happiness I think it brings to customers that just want to come in and relax. I really appreciate the texts I get from people saying, I was having such a bad day and I don't need to adopt a cat, but I just wanted to come in and pet some and feel better and feel good about myself. And I mean, there's just the relaxation of getting to come in and enjoy time with the cats is probably just as rewarding, because it just gives human beings, you know, that good sense as well that we all need. The most challenging part, after the initial setup, that of course was very, very hard. And the legislature and stuff like that I had to get to, the permits, the approvals, all that stuff just to get open. Once all those hurdles were gone, I feel like it's been fairly smooth sailing, you know. Yeah. Supply chain issues a little here and there, not always having stuff in stock. That's kind of normal. But the day-to-day running the show has not really been that challenging, and I'm super grateful for that.
That was Lori Mines, the owner of the Cats Meow Cat Cafe, speaking with WGLT's Lindsay Jones. Since that interview was recorded, 142 cats have now been adopted. Before we let you go, the Unit 5 and District 87 school boards meet tonight at 6:30. Unit 5 will hear a report about a school capacity study, and District 87 will consider adoption of curriculum for next year. That's it for today. I'm Ryan Denham, and our producer's Rosalie Trueback. You can subscribe to The Leadoff on the NPR app or wherever you listen.